Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brennan. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters, and there's everybody's favorite cousin on time as always, Cousin Shade. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I just want the cousins to know, Shane, a little window into this operation.
Yeah.
If this doesn't sum it up, I don't know what will. Right? Because Shane literally just showed up a minute late. And I said, hey, all right, you got this playoff show on? He said, is that on? Is that today? So, if that doesn't sum up this show, I don't know what does. You know what?
Mike, it's been a wild one today, right? You know, I had a lot of stuff going on. I got locked out at the golf course. I went up there, and apparently they don't golf in cold weather in my town for some reason. So I tried to get in 9, wasn't able to do that, so came back. But, yeah, it's been kind of a hectic day.
Maybe they saw you dancing, or the A&M dancing. They said, well, this guy's not welcome here.
Here it comes. Now I did a little decorate and got my Christmas up. You know, it's never too early for that. College football playoffs right around the corner. I hope somebody gets some nice presents here in a few minutes.
Yeah, they're unveiling it right now. But while they're doing that, Shane.
Yeah.
Well, we got to remind them, don't forget, go check out presenting sponsors, MyBookie. MyBookie.ag is the website, promo code SEC to get you a buyback guarantee of up to $500 today. What's that mean? That means if you throw in, let's say, $200 in your account and you get your picks wrong by listening to Cousin Shane, they're going to give you that $200 right back, but only if you use that buyback guarantee of SEC over at MyBookie.ag, the online sports book. And also, Shane, our great friends over here at Tennessee Legend. Shout them out, Shane.
You know who's not closed for cold weather? Tennessee Legend. They'll warm you right up. So be sure to get over there. They got 2 locations in Sevierville, 1 in Nashville. If you stop in, be sure to let them know the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a huge discount, but you will also receive a bonus gift. Had a Florida Gator fan reach out and said, I enjoyed it. You know, he's coming up here scouting, getting his celebration bottle ready. So when Lane Kiffin finally makes his way down to Gainesville, he could share it with the family.
Right. And hey, before we get rolling, as you know, always got to shout out the veterans.
Yes.
Today, absolutely. Shane. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. You know, take some time to think about, you know, why we got awesome college football and shows like this is only because of those veterans. You know what?
That's absolutely correct. Sent a text to my brother, the Flying Hawaiian, this morning. Thank him for his service. He's not in the comments because he's probably getting blitzed on the beach somewhere, you know? So, but I do appreciate everybody, all servicemen, servicewomen, and sometimes it's parents, you know? And you know, I appreciate everybody because once one's in, they're all in, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everybody. And yes, they're the reason we're here today, Mike.
Mm-hmm. They don't want us out there defending the wall. You know what?
No. Yeah. If I get sent, we're on the last block.
Something's gone horribly wrong. Yeah. You and I are out there. You know what?
We're just here to negotiate. That's it.
Okay. They're still wheeling and dealing over here. You know who doesn't wheel and deal, though, Shane?
Who's that?
Shein, shout out Shein.
Oh, baby. Thank
you,
Shein.
5 memberships on the channel. Let me see who they. There's no shot in hell they announce anything before we get to this. Jeff P. Gray, Circuit Junkie, Charlie Stark, and Tesla Talk. You've all been gifted. Welcome
to the family.
All right, I lied, Shane. They've started. Number 25. Oh. Cincinnati, official Cincinnati.
Powerhouse Cincinnati. What, okay. They lose a game?
South Florida, 24. Neither one of these teams was ranked according to the playoff last week. So that means Tennessee is moving up or Tennessee got kicked out. Which one?
Knowing this committee probably got kicked out, you know? Cincinnati did just enough, you know?
Well, South Florida does have a big win over Florida. Remember that?
Yeah, they'll remind us. Head-to-head matters.
All right, they're still procrastinating. We haven't got 23 yet. There we go. Tennessee, 23.
Ooh,
so they didn't boot them out.
We're back in the mix, huh?
And that's great for, hate to say it, Shane, all the teams that beat them, right? Bama, Oklahoma, you know, Georgia.
Yeah.
Pitt's number 22. Pitt versus Tennessee. Who's winning? Come on.
Tennessee.
Stop with this nonsense. You know what?
I love Lane Kiffin. I don't know if you're going to play that clip talking about that, but I just thought that was hilarious. He said, put them on a neutral site. Who's Vegas going to favor? That's how we shouldn't have a committee picking this thing.
Hell no. You know who I would vote to pick?
All day, Trey.
All day, Trey. Oh. Gifted to Damian Mobley. Damian, welcome
to the family.
Oh, my goodness, Shane.
Yeah.
They just ranked Iowa number 21. 6-3, Iowa.
No way. 6-3? Are they really 6-3?
Yeah. I mean, according to ESPN.
Jeez Louise.
We're just bending over backwards for the Big Ten. You know what?
3-loss Iowa is better than a 3-loss Tennessee, Mike.
What a time to be alive. You know what?
They'll probably play again. Seems like they always play, don't they? Tennessee and Iowa's always on that mix every 5-6 years. So
number 20, Louisville, who's 7-2. Man, this committee, Shane. Just like, hey, how about this guy, Shane?
Steven.
He don't have to worry about his team. They're going to be in the top five.
Yeah, he's showing just waiting. Up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
I'm curious, Mike, about the fold of honor behind you. Yeah, maybe you missed that one, Steven up, but one of the cousins Tristan.
Yeah.
It's an Aggie sent that to us. This is the flag they used. They flew over the stadium for Texas A&M Notre Dame this season. So, and it's certified and everything. So this is the real flag they did the flyover with, where Texas A&M got their biggest win of the season.
Hell yeah, man. That was the last flight they had to take, too, wasn't it? he's been off for a few weeks now.
Oh, man, Michigan. Virginia 19, Michigan 18, Southern Cal 17. I think Tennessee might be, no, I guess it would be Iowa. Iowa's the highest ranked 3-loss. Georgia Tech 16. So that means we're going to have a ton of teams in the SEC. That's where Vanderbilt was 16, so they're in the top 15. We're going to have a lot of SEC teams in the top 15 at least.
Yeah, because they know we got to play each other, you know.
Right.
I'm looking at I got to get it in this Iowa thing.
Number 15, Miami, Shane.
What?
Well, they whooped the heck out of Florida.
Yeah, that's the one, right?
Remember, I mean, that was a completely lopsided game from what I remember. I think that's the only time I watched them.
6-3. No, it's not because they beat Oregon, because they lost to them. Oh, Penn State by one. You know, the one they fired their coach. That was the one they got.
That's their best win?
Yeah, Indiana is 20-15. It's just because they played Indiana tough, you know. They got to stay in there. They got beat by Iowa State 16-13. I mean, their best win is UAlbany. So, University of Albany.
Albany?
UMass, Rutgers, Wisconsin, Penn State, Minnesota.
Okay, good news for Vanderbilt. Up two spots. So they're up to 14. Still not in the playoff if it happened today, but they got opportunity to move up. Utah's 13. Vanderbilt's got a better record than Utah. I think they should be ahead of Utah. Just my personal opinion here. But what's your thoughts on Vanderbilt being 14 at 8-2?
It's disrespect, man. Again, this is a team that right now has done nothing but shown us, you know, that they belong in this college football playoff mix, you know?
Yeah.
You know, this was a big, big win. I mean, take the LSU, the Auburn game. I mean, you beat teams like that. How many years in a row can you beat LSU and Auburn and not be recognized as one of the best teams in the country? So I don't know why we're skewing it this year because of what's happened down there in Baton Rouge. So I don't know. I got to stop looking at this Iowa shit.
We got BYU, number 12, Shane Beatty, BYU, who got hammered last week. They're number 12.
They just had an off week, Mike. They had an off week. I get it. And people get so mad. They're like, well, you just want to put all the SEC? Absolutely. I'm like Greg Sankey. There should be eight teams in the mix right now, you know?
Tony's asking the important questions. Is the committee all from the Big Ten?
There's a few of them, right? This is their last year, right? Isn't it?
The Oklahoma, number 11. So they've moved up one spot.
Yeah.
Oh, so Oklahoma's in as of today.
No, that's good.
I'm telling you, we're going to have a lot of SEC.
Nah, but they'll get left out, right? Because last week, Oklahoma and Texas were left out because of the auto.
Oh, right.
So they're not.
Well, they're one step closer to being it.
They're not quite in there yet. You got two less Notre Dame in there somewhere.
Right. All right, Texas. They moved up a spot. They're number 10.
Yeah, now they're probably in. They're probably in right now.
Okay. Okay. But they deserve to be ahead of Oklahoma, right? Because they beat them. Yeah, I think you have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But I think both of them should be ahead of Notre Dame.
Well, definitely.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait for this game this weekend. Texas, Georgia.
That's the crazy part. I know we get upset. I get upset every time I hear these, and I'll get upset on the final one, Mike. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter right now because there's so many games that still got to play out, including the Big Ten. I mean, you talked about Iowa. I saw they got USC coming up. So one of them's got to get – or they'll both get moved up because they both got a top 20 win or something. So
Notre Dame, number 9, Shane. I dare you to look at their schedule. Oregon, number 8. I think they just beat Iowa by a field goal. Mighty Iowa.
Who's Notre Dame got the championship game? Just curious. Oh, no, they just got a free pass to the playoffs.
Oh, man. They kicked Ole Miss down a spot. Ole Miss at 7.
Because, see, Lane talked bad about the committee.
And they put Texas Tech above them. So Texas Tech is 6 with a 9-1 record over 9-1 Ole Miss.
Switch their schedules. What would Texas Tech be right now?
Probably like 6-3.
Yeah, they beating Georgia? I don't think so. They're not. Beating LSU? No, I don't think they'll even beat that. Hell, Brian Kelly probably kept his job after that Texas Tech win, you know?
I'm looking at who they've played. They've played peanut butter. They beat peanut butter pretty good. Kent State, Oregon State,
Ooh.
Utah, Houston, Kansas. All right, Georgia's number 5.
Yep.
So no should change there.
Should be an SEC run right here.
Mm-hmm. Bama 4, no change. Uh-huh. So probably
Texas A&M 3.
Yeah, because they hate SEC, so A&M will probably be 3. Yep, A&M number 3.
See, you can't move up. Can't move up. It's impossible. That would leave your Ohio State and Indiana.
Didn't Indiana almost get beat at 3 and
doesn't matter.
6 Penn State?
Doesn't matter, yeah. Because they got that signature win. They're going to stay put.
I'm going to turn this shit off, Shane.
Turn it off.
Give a damn.
Yeah. I don't care about the Big Two conference. Yeah.
The Big Two. Well, I tell you what we do care about, Shane.
What's that, my friend?
Who's going to be the next coach down here at Arkansas, Auburn, LSU, and Florida?
Yes.
So we got updated odds.
Uh-oh.
Where would you like to begin with those? Oh, Florida, LSU.
Florida. Let's do Florida.
Okay.
Let's get Lane Kiffin out of the way.
The odds keep moving, Shane, and Lane Kiffin keeps getting more favored. Shout out. These are via Bet Online here, but he's minus 300. It was Drake a couple weeks ago that was minus. Now, last week it was minus 150, so it's twice as likely odds, essentially, that Lane Kiffin is going to be the next Florida coach. We got Drake, Farr, number 2, Jed Fish over at Washington, James Franklin at Penn State, and then a long list of long shots.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on this, Shane?
What do you think of this Jed Fish? This is one I've not dove into, right? We're all familiar with James Franklin and Drink and, of course, Lane Kiffin, but, you know, Jed Fish to be sitting there 6-1 kind of, you know, sitting like a sore thumb. So what are your thoughts on him making this Florida job? Not saying he's going to, but if he does.
Yeah. Well, he's another one. All these guys, apparently, they like all worship Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
And he was a GA or something down there under Spurrier.
Mm-hmm.
The story is he was bugging Steve Spurrier. He kept leaving notes on his car to be like giving him tips and stuff.
Yeah.
And Spurrier said, "Who the hell is this guy? Just give him a job so he'll stop leaving notes on my car." So he's passionate about the Gators.
Yeah.
I think he did a really good job from what I know, and what I didn't see a lot of it, but at Arizona, I did watch the bowl game. They played Oklahoma. They whooped Oklahoma pretty good from what I recall. Now he's at Washington. I think he's doing a decent job there, but
yeah,
you know, you could do a lot worse. He doesn't have a lot of ties to the South, though, other than being down there and going to school down there. So that's a question mark. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it. He's a high-level head coach, so I wouldn't be totally opposed to it.
Do you think they're like Lane Kiffin or bust right now?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think any of these guys, I think the fans will freak out. I think, I don't think it'd be pretty down there if it wasn't Kiffin. And it may not be.
What would you say? What would you say if I asked you, true serum right now, Mike, percent that Lane Kiffin goes to Florida, what percent would you put that at?
49.
Shit. Okay. All right. Gator fans moved to the edge of their seat. Shit.
Well, it's going to be wild, Shane, right? I mean, he's getting asked about it. He's had many opportunities to say no. And yeah. Hey, I get it. He's going to play his leverage, but he can end all this today if he wanted to.
He really could.
And he's not doing it.
No. All these other guys are, you know, getting extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Planting trees in the front yard, you know.
They're giving him everything he wants.
Lane Kiffin's going to have a Christmas tree at the edge of the – just like Jimbo Fisher, ain't he? I could see it coming.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
At what point does Florida, though, say, well, we just can't wait any longer?
Well, I mean, that's a good point, man. All these – I mean, we're going to talk about these other jobs, and there's a lot of openings, not just in our conference either. So – yeah, I mean, you don't want the last thing you want to do is make a desperation hire, you know. And when you start seeing all these names come off the list, I do it in fantasy football all the time. It's like I'm not drafting a running back to the second round, and everybody starts picking running backs. I go, well, shit, I got to get a running back, you know. So you don't want to do that. I feel like you want to get your guy. This is one of the reasons you put your hat in the race before a lot of other teams, because there's still going to be some firings, Mike, in this I don't think in the South, but it could. I mean, so
hey, shout out Joel. He says Hugh Freeze is available.
Desperation hire, 101. He just needs time. He just needs a little time.
No, but let's say Ole Miss wins their first playoff game.
Yeah.
Which it's not an assumption. Should be against a quality opponent. Then I think their second game would be January 1st, January 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Can Florida wait that long?
Well, that's the problem, right? The portal. Because a lot of these deals, a lot of these conversations are being had right now. You don't want to talk about it, but these kids are getting their opportunities presented to them in November, in December. So when that January window opens up, you know, that's the kind of the downside. But we have also seen some coaches have success, Mike. I can think of a few that went on to finish college football playoffs before they took their job. So if they do take the job, don't they still have a window that opens up?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
Yeah. So this portal window, I'm just kind of confused now because we're just down to one portal, right? So if the window closes after or before he's hired, let's just say Lane Kiffin as an example, what would that mean? Just whoever's left in the portal still has an opportunity to go to Florida? Like, could I don't know how that would play. Is there any incentive for Coach Kiffin or Coach whoever to take this job after that portal?
No, because I think the roster would be obliterated.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have time to – you could get guys conceivably from Ole Miss to follow you. which I'm sure he would. But how many? I don't know. That just, that would be a horrible strategy, I feel like.
Yeah. So don't you feel like the like before the season's up, we need to have a yes or no? I'm kind of with you if you're Florida, because then you just wasted a whole year. So
now, could we do this? This has never been done. But Lane Kiffin's a weird guy, right?
Yeah.
And weird, maybe that's the wrong word, but just atypical.
Yeah.
And let me know if this is completely crazy, because I don't think it is. Could we have a scenario where Lane Kiffin comes out and says, I made a decision, I'm leaving for Florida, and this is before the playoff, and he just says, I'm going to stay here and coach this playoff run. I mean, they're not going to tell him to get the hell out of here. They're going to say,
yeah,
we're trying to win. You know, I don't think they're going to push him out the door. Like, could we have a coach coaching in the playoff that has already accepted another job? Would they allow that? Would they do that?
I think Ole Miss would do that. I mean, they've never done it before, right? This is a team that's never been in an SEC championship, Florida, a national championship opportunity. So, yeah, this is something you can use for your next coach in recruiting as a college football playoff team in 2025. So, without a doubt, I think you would let Lane Kiffin. But it's a slippery slope, Mike. It's a very slippery slope.
Well, I mean, I think this is bound to happen at some point. I'm not saying Lane Kiffin necessarily, but some coach. It may happen. You know what?
Yeah, because you want. I mean, what? But that would be, man. What do you do with recruiting? It's not like he could actively recruit anybody. You know,
right?
I mean, he would need to be shut off from the Ole Miss recruits as well, and you can't really do that. So,
but I mean, we say it all the time, and we haven't wrapped our heads around it.
Yeah,
every single player is like year to year now.
Yeah.
So I don't. I think all that is not that big a deal.
Mm. Yeah, you're probably right. You are probably right.
Mm. All right. Which coach odds next?
Let's do LSU.
Oh, you're going to like this one. Nick Saban, come on down. Oh, shit. 2-1 favorite right now to be the next LSU head coach. And I think this tells me two things, Shane.
Yep.
This tells me these odds probably are not worth much. And number two, we are just so early in this search that no one really has a clue, because who knows what the governor is going to do down here. But because I don't think Lane Kiffin is going to be, or excuse me, Nick Saban. I don't think Nick Saban is going to be the next LSU coach, but I do support these odds and I'd love to see it.
I would absolutely love to see it. In fact, I didn't think it was possible either until I saw Miss Saban tell him to get his ass up and blow them candles out, right? Then I was like, you know what? Maybe just a couple of seasons. You don't need them long, right? This doesn't have to be a permanent. This is not a 5-year. That's the beautiful thing about college football now. It's a 1-year job right now. I mean, until contracts are set in place. And until then, you could go down there. You could basically build a team for 1 or 2 seasons. So, man, wouldn't that be here we talk about the greatest coach of all time to come back and then competing for a national championship year one, because that's exactly what would happen, Mike. I have no doubt in my mind. So I think it would be perfect for you and I and the cousins, potentially all of them except LSU haters, to have Nick Saban come back. But I don't know. Does he? I don't know. I kept saying that about who was it that retired? I want to say it was Barry Sanders. And I just kept thinking, you know, he's going to come back next year. You know, he's going to come back. He's going to pick up some more of that rushing. Because I was either you were the Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders. And same thing with Megatron up there. I mentioned all Detroit
Calvin
players.
Johnson.
Yeah, I was like, he's coming back.
You a big
back.
Lions fan now?
Nah, I just hated that.
You got your Lions kind of colors on.
Yeah, well, I had him on fantasy. You know, I was like, dude, he'll be perfect for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just come on, you know, but never happened. So I feel like we do this, like in our mind, we would absolutely love it, and we're trying to will it to existence. But I do not know if Nick Saban, if I were a guest, and I would say there's 10% chance Nick Saban comes back.
Yeah. And then there is some speculation, Shane, the rising name in this search, Joe Brady, Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator. He was the passing game coordinator, of course, when they won their national championship, their last national championship in 2019. Would you support that? To my knowledge, no head coaching experience, but NFL knowledge. Thoughts on Joe Brady?
Well, I get why he's exciting for LSU, right? Because last time you had him, things were going pretty good. So I feel like absolutely, and you see what he's been able to do at that NFL level. But I think you were the one that was telling me that he has no desire to recruit.
Right, that's what I've heard.
So, I mean, that's a pretty big part of the job, you know, and not saying that he wouldn't, and if the money's right, but that would be an interesting hire, Mike. I think LSU fans would rally behind that one. That's like one of the few coordinator hires that you can make out there.
Shane, I found your burner here, the smoke. I got the inside scoop on the Blue Bells new flavors.
Damn. I thought I changed my name.
All right, how about Auburn, Shane? No surprise here. John Summerall favored to be the next Auburn head coach with DJ Durkin, number two.
Yeah.
If you had your pick, what do you think, Shane? John Summerall or DJ Durkin for Auburn?
I'd like to take your John Summerall if possible, but DJ still has a window to win this job, man. And I feel like he took a massive step last week. Even though they didn't win on the road, I feel like the emotions, the production we saw in that football game alone, you could just see there was a breath of fresh air in that squad. So I think DJ's one that could easily move up, but you give me either. I personally would like to have John Summerall in this situation, but I could see the desire to keep DJ as well. I mean, there you got to admit that was an elite defense, man. Except for last week.
You know, I noticed that there was a moment during the Vanderbilt game,
yeah,
where the defense was out there, and they panned over to the sideline, and DJ Durkin's like on the iPad,
yeah.
Like one of the coaches, they must have been showing him something, and I assume something on the offense.
Yeah.
But again, like, yeah, so he wasn't even paying attention to the defense. And he's our head coach. He's our defensive coordinator. I mean, I think it goes without saying that he had a lot going on, and it was probably much more difficult to call the defense. You know what?
Yeah. And it's a guy that does have head coaching experience. It's not like he's just a coordinator. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I buy into people too much. I listen to every press conference. I'm like, this guy loves the job. You know, he deserves another shot. You know, maybe that's me just being a little bit of a, you know, it's kind of like Rudy. And I hate, we just talk about Notre Dame, you know, but you're kind of rooting for that little bastard, you know, to get that opportunity. And that's kind of what I'm doing with DJ right now.
Okay. And then last but not least, Arkansas. Shane, Ryan Satterfield, the Memphis coach, has shot up the board here. He's favored, but not by a ton, over James Franklin and Bobby Petrino. Those are, at least according to these odds, the favorites. Which candidate do you like the best for Arkansas?
Maybe James Franklin. And I don't like James Franklin, but I just think that it would be a splash hire that Arkansas could use. And right now, because you give Ryan Silverfield, mm-hmm. I mean, you if you put out a poll right now, what's Ryan's last name? 80% are going to get it wrong. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a splash hire. James Franklin, people know him, recruits know him, connections. That's another thing, recruiting connections, which Arkansas definitely needs. So that's why I'm more for a splash hire. Dan Mullen, possibly. But I'd go down a little further. You better damn believe John Gruden's going to be in at least one of those meetings, you know? So that's me personally. It worked for basketball. Why can't it work for their football team?
Just have an all-star coaching staff?
Hell yeah.
They got one of the best baseball coaches, too.
Little past their prime, you know? Got a little baggage, but we'll let them in, you know? There's a lot of asterisks in their contracts, you know?
Well, you know where there's no asterisk in the contract, Shane?
Where's that?
Hollow Socks. Go check them out. HollowSocks.com. Shane, right now they got a special promo. Buy three, get three free. These are compression socks. They're 50% off right now for all the cousins out there. I got some ankle socks, some boot socks. Mm-hmm. I have some of the other ones. I was wearing them today, Shane. Blew my damn mind. I didn't think socks could change my life, but I think these hollow socks may just do it. So go check them out, hollowsocks.com. Did you get your hollow socks yet, Shane?
I do. And it was funny. I was like, you know, this would be a perfect stocking stuffers. I was like, that would be perfect. Then I was like, let me just try a pair. None of them are going to make it in there. It's so damn cold. My feet were the only thing warm today, you know? So be sure to check these guys out. Let them know the cousin sent you.
I love the fact that you're obsessed with Christmas, yet you don't know stocking stuffer.
I always get it mixed up. Stuffing stockers is what I always say. So,
you ever get the candy in the bottom of yours and it melts and it just ruins the whole stocking?
Hell no. No, it's so cold because in my house. Yeah.
Well, normally it's over the fireplace, right? Yeah. You got the fire going.
We don't know. Ours is going up down the stairs, so up against a cold wall. So we're good. We do. My favorite, though, is we put little scratchers in there, little lottery tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So after Christmas, you know, we get those scratchers out, and who knows? We may have a really good Christmas, Mike.
And then you do when you hit that lotto?
Go over to Hollow Socks.
Yeah! Hey, shout out Tokid. Gave us a donation, Shane. And he says, howdy, toddy. I just put $1,000 on Kiffin staying in Ole Miss. Say it, Mike. Hello, cousins. Thank you, Token.
Thank you. And we get $4.99? Jeez, Token. Yeah. I'm joking. He's broke now. He wants to keep his coach. But if he hits, we'll remember this.
All right, Shane. Buddy, we got so many great games to discuss here in the SEC this weekend. I would like to start here with old Georgia hosting Mighty Texas, top 10 showdown as by the playoff rankings here. Georgia beat them twice last year, Shane. And you tell me if I'm wrong. I think Texas was a better team last year. But it doesn't matter what I think because Georgia beat them twice on the field. Does that have any carry over to this year that, the dogs, I see it from the fans. Mm-hmm. They think they own Texas, which I guess they rightfully do. But, you know, does that have any carry over to this year, you think?
It would be hard not to, right? Because there's still a lot of kids that are in that locker room that played in both those games, you know?
Right.
So I do feel like until you're hurt, until you're beat, I don't feel like you give them enough respect. And I think it'd be a really, really good game, but I think those players, as a normal human being, Mike, in anything, if you win twice, if I'm at the casino and I hit, you know, blazing sevens two times in a row, 2 days in a row, you know what? I'm going down there pretty damn cocky day three. I'm going to hit it again. Doesn't mean I'm going to, but I feel pretty confident. So I think these kids would be thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Cause it's just one of those psychological things, right? Where, Georgia can't beat Bama. Mm-hmm. You know, Tennessee can't beat Florida. Arkansas can't beat A&M. I mean, there's so many examples. And it's not fair to throw Texas, Georgia quite into that conversation because it's only been twice now here in SEC history. But, you know, I know Texas has beaten Georgia before. But a shout out to, I saw someone in the comments here, revenge. It was Darwin here. So, I mean, maybe you play it that way, Shane. Maybe this is the game that motivates Texas unlike any other, instead of motivating the fans to throw cans on the field. Maybe it motivates Texas because their back's against the wall. They're looking at that playoff. They're right on the edge, Shane. If they lose to Georgia, they're probably right back out. Yeah. Not done with, but out of the playoff field. So I think motivation is with Texas a little bit. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. They're coming off a bye week. Arch Manning's heating up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a lot to like. Now Georgia's really, really doing a fantastic job rushing the football.
Yeah.
that's the best part of Texas is their rush defense. So, man, I think this is good on good here on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you talked about the revenge factor. I not so much revenge as the world doubts Texas. I mean, other than Texas fans, which some of them even doubt this football squad, I feel like those boo birds are sitting there waiting for an opportunity to get on Steve Sarkisian's ass again. And I feel like that helps a locker room, especially if you can harness that energy where these kids are playing together and they know it's them against the world. And so, yeah, I feel like this is a perfect scenario for Texas. If Texas rolled into this game with one loss, I think Georgia would be a heavy favorite because Texas wouldn't need to win it to get into the playoffs. But now that, like you said, their back's against the wall, that people are doubting them, talking about this isn't the year, Steve Sarkisian's leaving, blah, blah, blah. I feel like you use all of that and you spearhead this thing going into Athens.
Let me ask you this, Shane, on a scale of 0 to 100.
Yes.
Right now, mm-hmm. 0 to 100. What confidence level do you have Texas to win the national championship this season?
10%. Nah, 8%.
Now, what if they go into Athens and win? How would that change that number?
On the road, man, that would move up. But I mean, still, it's a long way to go. Give me 25%, 24%.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's fair. The only reason I ask that is because I think this is, if you win this, huge if, your underdogs on the road, Georgia, except for Bama, they barely lose ever at home. I mean, I think you could start to believe that, hey, maybe we can play with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, this, I think this is, now they've won several in a row here, so I shouldn't say it's technically, you know, it probably started really with Oklahoma, but this was significantly more impressive than any of the games they've played this year, at least any of the potential wins they'd get this year, mm-hmm. up to this point. And then I would think Arkansas is not going to change that number much. All right, final one. If Texas beats Georgia, Arkansas, and then A&M, what's that number?
Oh, man. I mean, then you've beat your – I mean, those are the two teams that I'm thinking are going to be in the college football playoffs right now. So I would probably say 60%, 65%.
Right. So we go from virtually not none, but very little to maybe a favorite to do it. Yeah. I think that's what's in front of Texas the next 3 weeks. Not saying they get there,
right?
But they have that opportunity. They have the roster. They have the pedigree of back-to-back semifinal appearances. And if let's say Arch Manning continues to get better and better and better,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's highly unrealistic either.
No, the two teams starting to get hot at the right time too. You know, I mean, we're talking about Georgia here. Georgia came off, I think, one of the best games that they've played all season long. And you know, you carry that momentum, then all this is a moot point if they run right through them. So
now let's flip it to Georgia.
Yeah.
If Georgia wins against Texas, they'll be 7-1 in the regular season of course, of SEC. Does Georgia make the SEC championship, you think, at 7-1? And what's in front of them, of course, is Bama, who's undefeated
mm-hmm.
currently. They could lose one, if not both, of these conference games, I think. And A&M's in front of them. So, I mean, it's not a given.
Right.
They would need some help, obviously. But do you think...
Can I ask you, and you probably know this, if Texas A&M loses one game, let's just say to Texas, and Georgia wins, or like who would get in that scenario? A game where they didn't play.
I knew you were going to ask that, you son of a. I'm looking up this website right now that has all the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
So you're saying A&M loses which game?
Let's just say Texas.
Okay. If A&M loses to Texas,
mm-hmm.
and Georgia beats Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Calculate standings. It'd be Bama and Georgia in the SEC championship. It would not be Ole Miss. It would not be A&M. It says A&M is Ole Miss, below Georgia based on conference opponent winning percentage, and below Ole Miss based on conference opponent winning percentage. So, man, that's game,
crazy.
That Texas game's huge for A&M.
Yeah, no, it's very, very big. So,
but do you even want to go to the conference championship? You know?
I'm just saying, it's you go into that last week. It's not like Lane Kiffin saying it before Florida, right? Before you just kill your playoff opportunities. Literally, Texas A&M, if they roll into that game, Texas needs it, A&M doesn't, and they get to avoid an SEC championship. Not saying that you're going to do it. Elko's a smart man. You know, he went to one of them fancy schools.
I think Penn or something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was Harvard, but, I mean, hell.
I mean, it's just as good, Penn.
Is it?
I don't know. It's an Ivy League.
Yeah, I believe you.
You know who else went to Ivy League, I think?
Tolkien.
Tolkien! Shout out! He gifted a membership to Zach. Zach, welcome
to the family.
Hey, and not to be outdone, Shane. Not to be outdone.
I'm going to put a before you go there, Joel said, Shane, will you get a Pavia tattoo if he wins the Heisman? Absolutely not. Oh. No, because
man,
I know.
You said they'd win three games. I think you owe it to us.
A tattoo?
Yeah.
I'm not carrying Pavia for the rest of my life. No matter
he's trying to carry you to health.
That's two extra years I'll have to get after I get these miles in.
Not to be outdone, Shane. Hell, this game may be even better. Oklahoma at Alabama, Shane. This is another opportunity, and exactly like old Texas.
Yeah.
I think if Oklahoma wins, all the doubters will start to turn around and be like, ooh, shit, they beat Alabama and Tuscaloosa. Kalen DeBoering, he's never lost, Shane, at home. If they can give him his first loss here at home, that'd be quite an accomplishment. And I think the defense certainly is good enough to get him there. What's your thoughts on Oklahoma, who's, again, just outside the playoff? They're in.
Yeah.
Next week, if they can go into Tuscaloosa and win, and they're not quite eliminated, I don't think, even if they lose it.
I think if Oklahoma wins this game, they're going to the playoffs. That's how big this one is. I just feel like this is a team that could catch fire, that they could believe. You know, I think going into that Tennessee game, I talked to a lot of cousins, not just Tennessee fans, but a lot of Oklahoma, and it was a lot of... Nobody thought their team was going to win. You know, Vol fans didn't think like, we're going to blow this somehow. Oklahoma fans kept saying the same thing, but they didn't. And I feel like that was such a massive win on the road, and you can harness that. And if you beat Alabama 2 years in a row, you're sitting there. I mean, LSU, Mizzou, you know, I think there's no doubt in my mind that Oklahoma could be one of those teams that makes the playoffs. So this is your play-in game, boys and girls, and that's how important it is for Oklahoma. And Bama on the other side, if they play like they did last week, they're going to give Oklahoma plenty of opportunities.
If Oklahoma doesn't turn it over on offense,
yeah,
do you think, If we knew that, if I could guarantee you that, would you be picking the Sooners to win it?
Say it one more time.
Oklahoma has zero turnovers in this game. Is that enough to get the win?
No, I think they would need to have. Possibly on defense, they would need turnovers. You know what I'm saying? I feel like right. That would be the deciding. Not so much the offense, but more the defense.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, just that's an unknown.
Yeah.
But no material interceptions, no fumbles, anything like that. I think they got to play really, really clean game of football here if they're going to have any shot to win this football game. And I wonder if even Alabama, I wonder if they were maybe just laying in the weeds, Shane. I hate to say that. But again, that LSU game,
as
crazy as it is, Ed had no juice last week. You know what?
No, none. Zero.
And I think the band played on the field.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the band prior to the game. I was like, damn, this is where all the energy was spent, these guys. So, no, I'm right there with you. I felt like that was – not a lackluster game, but it just felt like other than the fans, nobody was really into it. So this one here, you talk about revenge. There should be a little revenge on this game because part of the reason that Alabama didn't make the playoffs was because of Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. No, that this is the main reason last year, right?
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't even that close. It was the largest margin of victory in the entire series. Now, they've only played seven times. But, again, that it was pretty lopsided. You know what?
It was embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. So, yes, I'm looking forward to this. May be the game of the week right here, brother. This is the game of the week. This is the game.
Now, hey, same thing I asked you about Texas. So, right now, 0 to 100, likelihood Oklahoma wins the national championship?
5%.
And then if they win this one?
I would say 22%. 22%.
Okay. I mean, still a big jump, right?
Yeah, massive.
And Alabama, even if they lose it, they're still alive for the for the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the intriguing part, right? You know, we do these college football playoff reveals, and you see Bama sitting up there, you see Georgia sitting up there, and these are teams that have some wiggle room, man. It's just I don't know what the drop would be. What would be the drop with Alabama losing? What would be the drop with Georgia losing? Would it be enough? I don't think so. I feel like they'd move them a couple spots, but keep them in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Because they justify Oklahoma as being a college football playoff team now.
All right, how about Mississippi State at Missouri, Shane? How much more intriguing is this now that we have seen Missouri struggle so mightily without Bo Prabula? I mean, if Mississippi State starts scoring in this game,
yeah,
it may be hard for Missouri to keep up, don't you think?
Best thing could happen was Mizzou losing that game last week, right? I just feel like there's going to be a natural drop-off. I always feel like there's some kids that play injured maybe when they shouldn't. They right. They give everything they can because they're fighting for the same goal. But when you've lost that goal, I mean, I would imagine there's going to be a little bit of a drop-off. And I'm not saying kids are going to be sitting out or anything like that, but I just – there's going to be a natural hangover, and would that create Mississippi State being the trap game, which I feel like is very, very possible here. And State, you know, they need one, right? Jeff Lebby needs one, and this could be, you know, a feather in his cap saying, hey, we're actually getting better. So, big game. Sneaky good game.
Did you see they're doing, like, temporary rocks this game?
Well, it's for the seniors, right? So, yeah, I mean, they got to put some rocks out there. But why now? Like, why didn't you have them out all season long? Why did you just got to bring them fake-ass rocks now, you know?
But wait, couldn't you say the same thing for Mississippi State, though? I mean, that was a big game. You know, it was getting hyped. Idiots like me were calling for an upset. They just got their ass steamrolled. And last I checked, Shane, Mississippi State can't stop a damn nosebleed. And Missouri's loaded with running backs. They can run. Even last week when they got defeated handily by Texas A&M, they still ran all over them. What if they run like crazy against Mississippi State?
Very possible, right? I'm not saying that it's improbable. I'm just saying that Mississippi State has really nothing to lose and everything to gain here. And with that being said, this is a very good football team that had moments even with Georgia to score points and just kind of squandered those, made a lot of mistakes, and you just can't afford to do that. So do they do that another week in a row? Very possible. But I don't know, man. You open up the doors, and this thing turns into a little bit of a shootout. Which quarterback you gonna favor, you know?
Yeah, and you know who was at that beatdown of Georgia? Mississippi State.
The legend.
Cousin JR has done it again.
That we should never go against JR. That was just stupid. And he gifted Darwin Lemon. Darwin,
welcome to the family.
JR probably regrets that one. Dogs Texas here. Or maybe it's a little gamesmanship, you know, playing nice with Texas before you whip their ass on Saturday. How about that?
The old bait and switch. Yep. I like it.
It's Steven Up.
Always showing up for them Steven boys up. In Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide.
It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Hey, gifted. A membership, Shane, to John Robinson. John,
welcome to the family.
I wonder if John's a Sooner. I wonder if he's keeping that tradition alive. Gifting your enemy this week. And not to be outdone, Shane, freedom. He gifted York.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Freedom Van.
Thank you, Freedom Van. Freedom isn't free.
No doubt. It's not free for Florida either, Shane, because they're going to Oxford to face them Ole Miss Rebels. But, hey, they beat them last year, Shane.
Yep.
And they took the series lead. How about that? 13-12 over Ole Miss. Ole Miss looking to swing that thing back in their favor. It's a weird week with all the Lane Kiffin rumors and everything like that. Ole Miss wins this one. I think they're probably a lock already, but they're a lock to get to the playoff. Florida, if you know, they need this one to keep their bowl hopes alive. It's a massive point spread here. We don't even know who there's going to be playing quarterback. Sounds like both the quarterbacks are going to play for Florida. Any thoughts on this one?
I mean, this shouldn't be a game, but that's what we said last year, right? Again, this is a game that can be overlooked. And Lane Kiffin, I would imagine, even though he's fielded all the questions on every creative way to see if he's going to Gainesville or not, I think at the end of the day, this is a team that is completely dialed in. This isn't 2024 Ole Miss. I do not think they overlooked the Florida Gators, but there's still got to be a little bit of that seed, a little bit of that doubt coming in this. What if we get the best Florida this week, you know?
Right. Yeah, because there's talent in there.
Yeah.
Remember all the nice things we said about Texas? This team whooped their ass.
Yep.
Physically dominated them.
Yeah.
Now, if that team shows up, maybe we're cooking with something. But I think the key, Shane, is it's so unfortunate what has happened to DJ Lagway. He's just not the same guy.
No.
We need good DJ to show up, and we need Trinidad to regress here because he's heating up. He's looking better and better. And last week they just said, well, hell, we're playing Citadel. Let's just work on the passing game. And it looked razor sharp. Now, I get it. Lesser competition. It should look that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they basically turned that game into a practice session, and they aced the practice. So, yeah, I mean, in motivation, I think, will certainly be on Ole Miss side after what happened last year. What we need, Shane, for Florida, we need Jaden Ball, I think, to take control of this game. Because I don't know how many weapons Florida even has anymore to stop anybody. We need our front, which has at times gotten after the running game. We need them to get after Ole Miss. But I'm kind of stretching here to find a way this is a competitive ball game.
Simply, don't throw three interceptions, DJ. So I think that's the recipe. If you look at LSU, you look at last week, I feel like it's turnovers, stupid turnovers. You avoid those. Try not to get it back. If you make a mistake, don't try to get it back the next drive, right? And that's the coaching job. That's getting into the kids, you know, ear and just letting them calm down. And if you can't do that verbally, then do that offensively, like you said, getting your running game going. So, he needs some help. This DJ doesn't need to win or lose this game, but typically that's what happens here. So, yeah, don't try to get too creative.
Well, shout out to Freedom Van. He's thinking 4D here. Shane Lane throws the game to sweeten the pot. Ooh. For Florida.
Yeah. No, I think what he does is just absolutely, like, he uses this, you know? Like, this is how bad you need me because I'm going to put 50 points on you.
Hey, shout out Tim. He gave us $5. Shane, man, I love this podcast. Mike and Shane, thank you for all you do. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tev. Appreciate you, cuz.
Yeah, without cousins like you, we don't have this show.
Mm-mm.
And Timothy Allgood. Why do I still see Homer when I see cousin Shane?
The pain hasn't completely wore off yet. Yeah.
Tess is my favorite two Yale leaders.
Hey,
speaking of that, how about A&M, Shane, hosting South Carolina? And speaking of a revenge game, I know it feels like a million years ago, but A&M got worked by Carolina last season. Shane, it was, man, that was the beginning of the end for A&M's hopes to last season, having a really great season. Any shot, Carolina 2 weeks to prepare. They've changed the offensive staff. I mean, it's going to be difficult, but could this be a competitive ball game?
No. I know. South Carolina fans, they've moved on to different sports. But listen, can it happen? Absolutely. Hell, this time last year, they got beat. So as long as, I don't know, as long as Shane Beamer, as long as, I don't know, man. I'm trying to convince myself that this could be a good game. And only thing that could happen is Texas A&M loses it, right?
Yeah.
They lose focus. They're thinking ahead. This is kind of that, you know, hide the mirrors in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get to the end of these seasons and they're saying, hey, look at what I did. Look what list I'm on, you know? I feel like sometimes you can lose a little bit in November because of that. And as long as A&M, you know, Elko keeps them grounded, there's no reason they should lose to South Carolina this weekend.
Yeah. You need A&M to get cocky.
Yeah.
Pun intended, you know what?
is this Beamer's championship game right here?
I think it might be.
They need it. What's South Carolina got?
They could still go to a bowl game. They got to win out.
Yeah, well, this is a big start. They got a bye week, rest it up. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I feel like South Carolina can win out. If they win A&M, they can be a bowl game. So obviously, they're not going to be playoffs. They're not going to do all these special things that Beamer was promising us. But they're talking about you again if you can go down there to College Station and get you a big win.
Mm-hmm. All right, hey, speaking of a big win, Shane, how about the battle for the Golden Boot? Arkansas at LSU. It would be a big one for old Bobby. We're still searching for our first win here with Bobby Petrino as an interim. LSU's, hell, they just call this the interim bowl here. I didn't like a ton of what I saw from LSU other than, you know, the defense, they fought their ass off. I'll give them credit for that. But could we, you know, it's difficult to just compare every situation to the other because it doesn't really make a ton of sense. But it kind of reminds me of Florida giving it all against Georgia.
Yeah.
And then they completely let go of the rope the following week against Kentucky. If Arkansas jumps on LSU, I think there's a shot LSU lets go of the rope.
Wouldn't it be awesome for Arkansas fans, you know, because they love this game. I mean, some of the best games, whenever I was doing the countdown, a lot of times these two would pop up. It's a fun rivalry that we don't get to talk about near as much because typically LSU is holding the reins, but not this year, son, not this year. This is your shot, and I feel like if you're going to get LSU, this is the time to do it. Hoist that big-ass trophy over there, you know.
And Bobby Petrino, I don't know if you heard him say this, Shane, but he says, man, this is as healthy as they've been. Yeah. Talen Green's 100%. Now, again, that could just be, he could be lulling them to sleep a little bit, you know. But if that's accurate, again, that's the thing with Talen where I think the last couple of weeks he was really kind of banged up. You could just see it. You know, every time he got hit, looked like me getting up off the ground, you know what I mean? So, you know, hopefully he is there. Meanwhile, at LSU, we don't even know who the quarterback's going to be. Is it going to be Nuss? Is it going to be Michael Van Buren?
Yeah.
Apparently, they're going to use both of them. I'm never a fan of that strategy. That means you don't have confidence in either one, really.
If you have two, you don't have one, you know? I'm with you, man. And I feel like, Let's try something different. And nothing against Nuss and his wonderful family and everything they've brought to the LSU and coming back. I mean, he did come back, right? He had an opportunity to go. He's probably regretting it, and they're going to use this as an exhibit later for those kids that are like, I'm thinking about going pro. But I will say it would – with this – the way this offensive line is playing – I need somebody mobile, man, and we need to cater to that. Let them have all the reps. So I'm ready to move on to Van Buren.
And Roush was on earlier today. He made an excellent point. If you're Arkansas with your terrible defense,
yeah,
this is probably the one offense where you're like, you know what? I think we can stop these guys. All right. And then how about Tennessee? Shane facing off against the Pistols over here. New Mexico State coming off a tough loss to Oklahoma. How inspired will your Vols be, Shane? Or will they kind of what do they say? You know, what will they fail to show up?
No, no. Peter out? No, they ain't going to do that. No. They're going to keep rolling here, and I feel like this is going to be a big one, too. Not saying that they want people to talk about Tennessee, but I feel like, man, that Oklahoma game put a lot of doubt and Tennessee fans and a lot of conversations being made about, you know, the future of our program. And I feel like you put all that to bed, you come out here and put teams like this away, because don't forget the past few coaches we've had, this is a trap game, right? This is one you're sitting there, it's 24-17 in the fourth quarter. So let's don't have that. Let's just put these guys to bed.
But this is a classic Heupel game where, against these teams, he scores like 50 or 60 points. That's kind of what I'm expecting.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This is, I don't know what the over-under is on this thing, but it should be up there.
The over-under, Shane, is I think it's like 60, 61 and a half.
Hello.
The spread's 40 and a half.
That's what I'm talking about.
The only chance Tennessee doesn't, you know, cover and hit that,
yeah,
is if they're playing all the backups. But I think even the backups will have success.
Yeah, and that's one thing I would like to see more of in this game, is some more of the backups, you know. And you know, just so we can – this is one of the youngest rosters in the Southeastern Conference, Mike. And some of those guys are starting to get to play because some of the upperclassmen have – really shit the bed here the last few weeks. So I feel like this would be a good game to see some of that new young talent.
All right. And then last one, Shane, we got Kentucky. Red hot.
Red hot.
You should have seen Roush. I mean, he was dancing. He was smiling. They said, hell, this is the only time we've seen Roush smile this year, because Kentucky looks unstoppable now.
It's like Ebenezer Scrooge when he wakes up, you know?
But hey, believe it or not, Shane, Tennessee Tech's 10-0.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard that. And now I looked at, you know, who they played: Cumberland, Chattanooga, Davidson, Tennessee State, Western Illinois, Charleston Southern, Lindenwood, never even heard of that school, Southeast Missouri, Gardner-Webb, and Eastern Illinois. They beat them 20-9. So
like banks, you know.
Not all 10-0s are built the same, but
yeah.
Is this a – you know, for all the goodwill, Stoops is back, baby. Any chance that, you know, we get an upset here?
There's always that chance with Coach Stoops, right? There's always that chance. But what I have seen, Mike, is more consistency. And I feel like that's the main piece right there. Since that Auburn game, this is a program that still makes mistakes, but they don't double down on them, you know? So I feel like they should get a win here. I'm surprised they're not a top 10 team, because they should be undefeated. This would be a big win for Coach Stoops.
Do you think we're making a bowl game if we win this? We're at 5-5.
Yeah, yes.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's – I just don't trust Louisville. That'd be nice to whoop up Louisville. Right there. It's for you.
All right, buddy. Anything else before we hop off on this one?
No. It's good seeing everybody. Be sure to hit that thumbs up on your way out. Appreciate all you guys. Oh, we got mailbag tomorrow. Is that tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow, right? Yeah, official cousins. I know we got a few official cousins just added to the family. Welcome aboard. Be sure to post your questions. We'll answer that tomorrow. Today's shout-outs go to Shin, All Day Trey, Steven Up, Tolkien, Cousin JR, Steven Up, Freedom Van, and Tev. And an even bigger shout-out for all those veterans. You guys are beyond legendary. Thank you, JP, for putting that together. And again, thank you, veterans, anybody from the military. I appreciate you all so much. Absolutely. So look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Keep those notifications on, because somebody gets hired or fired, this is the place you want to come to.
Yeah, and I got an interview dropping in the morning.
Yeah.
Do you even know what day it is, Shane? I'm just curious because you see them all over the place.
Ah, dude, I've been drinking. No.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode. We'll catch you on the next one. Please like, subscribe, share. Doesn't cost you a thing, and it really helps the show. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
See you. Go balls.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.